Of course, there's got to be something better than this bullshit. And, you know, why should I put all my energy into this company if they don't give a shit about me?
Right.
So, screw them. But in the meantime, I'll take the money.
That monkey, that!
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. Did you have a good week?
Sure. Just another typical week down here in Florida.
We missed you on the movie show.
Yeah, I bet you did.
We did. Mark asked about you. Mark said, "Where's John?" I said, "He hasn't seen the movie yet."
That's right.
And then he asked how upset you were, and I said, "I don't know." I offered you to come on the show, and you said no.
You did. That's okay. That's okay. Seeing the movie would have meant being around people, and, well, there you have it.
Well, you got to do what I did yesterday. I went to go see World War Z.
Yes? Why?
Because I was interested in seeing it. It's a zombie movie.
Okay.
So I went on a Friday, because I had Friday off, and it was the first show, and I was the only person in the theater. It was a private showing. It was pretty fucking sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was an okay movie, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Was Brad Pitt dreamy?
Yes, with his
kind
of grimy long hair.
Yeah.
Sure. Want to call that dreamy? It was okay. You can tell, like, I'm sure you've read about all the problems that they had.
Yes.
You can tell where they were having issues, and you could tell that they went into it without a focused ending. Because it gets to a point, it's going along and it's moving, and all of a sudden they reach this one place, and it just slows way the fuck down right to the end. And it's like, oh, here's where you had your issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it just kind of ends after that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. For a zombie apocalypse, people got around really easily.
Really?
Yeah.
And it looked like the zombies move pretty quick in that movie.
They do, but... apparently there's no shortage of, like, jet fuel.
Oh.
When this happens, and they, like, fly all over the globe.
Bunch of zombies?
No.
Oh.
Well, they hitch a ride every once in a while.
Okay.
But, you know, it was an interesting take on zombies and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was all right.
Because if you had all that jet fuel, all you had to do is, like, lure the zombies into a plane, lock yourself in the cockpit, and crash it.
Well, they've... that in a way.
Okay.
For somebody who hasn't seen it, you're kind of up on the plot.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But they did make it this thing, like, they wind up in, I think it's either Japan or China or Korea or one of them places. And they talk about how they burn the bodies, but that doesn't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a shot of, like, charred remains and, like, the two fingers aren't, like, burned. So they're, like, moving and they're trying to get the people.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Wow.
Different take, but whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what else is going on? What else did you do this week?
Well, you know, one of my TV shows that was canceled finally came back and wrapped itself up.
Which one?
A Zero Hour.
Which one's that?
That's the one with Anthony Edwards, Goose from Top Gun.
Okay.
Or the doctor from ER, depending on your time reference.
The dude from Gotcha.
The dude from Gotcha. The guy from Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
He plays the editor of Modern Skeptic magazine.
Okay.
And he goes around the world debunking Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and miracles and, you know, things like that.
Okay.
And he gets caught up in this bizarre religious plot in which there are 13 clocks that have to be reunited somehow.
Okay, and I think we have talked about this because that kind of sounds familiar.
Okay, and then they will eventually lead to the true cross of Christ. And throughout the show, it stopped after like 4 or 5 episodes. So I was like, okay, I've dedicated time to you bastards. And all of a sudden, there you go. So it came back for the last few Saturdays, and it ran itself out. And it was actually kind of satisfying. It wasn't like they... I don't know how many episodes were still in the can.
Right.
I don't know if basically the first season was its own arc. But it was handled really well, and I kind of liked the way it wrapped up. Which was weird, because last Saturday there was an episode that seemed like it was the last episode.
Okay.
And it was very disheartening. It was like the end of Empire Strikes Back. It was like, oh my god, the bad guys won, everybody's dead, and that's it. You know, fade to black coming next season.
Right.
But it wasn't. There were 2 more episodes last night, and it was handled really, really well.
I wonder what was the channel that had them on?
It was ABC.
It was ABC. I wonder.
It was part of that Sunday night that they kind of jettisoned.
Okay.
Because the other show on there was 666 Park Avenue.
Okay.
Which ended with like, oh crap, we got to shoot one more scene.
I wonder if the makers of the show went to ABC and said, if you're going to show the episodes, at least let us write a decent ending.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of like rewrote whatever they had.
Yep.
You know, they were given money to reshoot it. And
yeah, don't know. Do not know. It's airing in Italy and Spain and Denmark. So maybe they're big fans of this.
Could be.
It was very surprising. Certain characters or certain actors who showed up, and I didn't really know who they were. Didn't realize it. Like, Amy Irving was like the main villain in the last 6 or 7 episodes, and I didn't realize it was her. Until I finally saw the, oh, guest starring Amy Irving. It's like, oh, that's what became of her.
Oh, there you go.
And, yeah, I was just really happy with it.
Well, good. You're on a roll there.
It was all about the, you know, the Nazis searching for Christian artifacts or artifacts with power. So it was kind of like an Indiana Jones kind of thing. And one episode, they'd like jet halfway around the world and they'd be on some deserted island or whatever. And I kind of liked that format. It was really fast. There wasn't a lot of exposition.
Right.
It was more exposition through doing, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, it turns out the Nazis were looking for the cross of Christ so that they could extract his blood. And bring apart, and this Christian sect had actually been trying to find it as well, and so that they could actually clone Jesus Christ and bring apart the end of the world.
Okay, was this a period show?
No, this was contemporary.
But what there's happened, still Nazis running around?
Well, because Anthony Edwards was actually cloned from a Nazi. See, that was where it started to like fall apart when it came back.
Okay.
Like, oh, that's weird.
What, he find like a picture of a Nazi officer and it's him?
No, actually he found his dead body in a submarine in Antarctica.
Conveniently frozen.
It's nice. Like, oh my god, that Nazi looks like me. What a nice suit. but it turns out that his father was the head doctor on the project who was doing the cloning, and they did not succeed in cloning a perfect clone.
Okay.
They had some failures. One of the villains is one of the failed clones.
Okay.
so that when they finally found had a perfect clone, his nurse suggested that they should escape and take, you know, run away and raise it as their own, as often happens in these cases.
So does the bad guy clone look like Anthony Edwards?
No, not at all. He was cloned from somebody else's blood.
Okay.
There's a whole sequence where the top Nazi officers are giving blood for some kind of research.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yes. But it was, like I said, it was a very satisfying wrap up.
Good. You've been hitting lots of shows, like the ends of shows that you've been satisfied with.
Yeah. Well, ever since Lost let me down.
Yeah, well. So it didn't turn out that they were all dead and
it was a dream? It was a fantasy?
Anthony Edwards is a clone that's bald?
No, actually turned out that he was a fighter pilot. And he was friends with Tom Cruise. It was weird. They were like playing volleyball? Yeah, bizarre stuff. Really weird. Really weird. But I liked it. So there you have it.
All right.
A little review. Ta-da!
So I'm sure, like, so if somebody wants to see this, it might wind up on Netflix, you think?
I would expect it. It's also on Hulu, I believe.
Okay.
Or ABC.com, where you can watch free episodes.
Hey, did you see the bullshit? You don't have Netflix streaming. So I get an email the other day from Netflix streaming that says the fifth season of Fringe is now on Netflix. And I'm like, awesome. Because I'm now to the point, I'm almost done with season four. I go right into season five.
Yep.
And the very next day, they sent another email saying, oh, we fucked up. It's actually going to be like the end of September.
Oh.
And I was like, what the hell? Fucking Netflix? They shouldn't be able to do that. Once it's online. Because you know it's there. But it's probably some weird thing. Like, Fox has this agreement that they can't air it until fucking a new season would have started. Because that seems to be like a underlying deal that a lot of these things have.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to an interview with Kurt Sutter, who's the creator of Sons of Anarchy, and somebody was asking him when the previous season was going to show up on Netflix, and he said that there's some kind of weird thing where they're not allowed to get episodes until, even if the show's off the air, until like their next season would have started. So even if the show's off for a year, they can't put on the last season until the September of the next technical TV season.
But are they available on DVD already?
Yes.
Well, that's bizarre.
Yes. Because I guess it's one of those things, like, the people who are going to buy them are going to buy it.
Oh, and then...
And then they're allowed to, like, open it up to streaming.
Okay, so you cheap bastards yes. are the ones who are... Okay. Well, yeah, okay, I can see both sides. All right.
Well, it's not good, though. It's not right. Fuck them people.
I'm sure you could find a torrent somewhere.
Yeah, I don't... Of all the things that I torrent, TV shows are not one of those.
Really? Why is that?
Because, when Lost was still on, I missed an episode. And, you know, we weren't in a time when there was, like, ABC.com was showing shit. You either had to catch it on a rerun or you had to buy it. So I downloaded the episode from one of the torrent sites, and I got a cease and desist letter from ABC.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Saying that they had flagged my IP as downloading this episode, and I needed to get rid of it right away, or else they would take legal action. And
now, did you watch it first?
Yes.
Okay.
This was after I had watched it. Like, I downloaded it, watched it, and the next day I got this email.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't. That's one of the things. Like, I'm all for like software and stuff, allegedly, and but I won't do music or TV shows.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
I know plenty of people that do, and I know plenty of people that I work with that like watch Game of Thrones that don't have HBO.
Yeah.
But I can't do it because I'm just kind of freaked out by that.
Chicken shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow. Well, that's interesting because I've never known anybody who got one of those letters.
Yes, you have.
Well, now I do. You're a hero for the rebellion.
It was when I was living in Arkansas, and
the dude. That's why your IP address was in Arkansas.
Well, no, but the dude that I had worked for used to make this big thing about how people that he works for don't steal and torrent and stuff, and you know we're in the industry, and if he ever found out that one of his employees did that, they'd all be fired and blah blah blah. And I was just like, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a douche. he was a douche straight up, but you know, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. And I thought they only went after people who were uploading it.
No, they'll flag you for downloading. They'll flag your IP address.
Really?
And now it's like the sixth strike rule has been put in place.
Well, isn't that the one where we'll send you a letter, and if you don't stop, we'll send you another letter?
And if you don't stop, they'll start throttling your download speed for a month?
Yeah.
And then they stop doing it, and then they hand all your information over to whoever they think the copyright holder is.
Oh.
And then they can take legal action against you.
Mmm.
But when you have, you know, 22-year-old kids getting fines of like $32,000 for downloading a couple songs, you know.
Right.
I'd just rather not do it.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
You don't ever hear anybody getting arrested for downloading software, though.
You don't?
No. It happens very, very rarely.
Why do you think that is?
Because they don't care. They truly don't care whether or not you're using their software.
They have enough suckers who will pay $800 for AutoCAD or whatever, and then...
Yeah.
You know, whatever they lose in the run, they don't care.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. So you got any sites you can offer us?
Just for Mac people.
Bastards.
But things like, you know, Adobe just did this whole thing.
With their new cloud system?
As a video editor, we work with a bunch of Adobe products. And they just released the cloud, where you pay a monthly membership and you have access to all of their software. Everything that they make, you can download and use for $50 a month, which is like $600 a year, which in the grand scheme of things probably isn't that much. Like if you're talking about them upgrading things a couple times a year now because they got that revenue coming in, and everybody was pitching a fit because you don't actually own the software anymore and now you're just kind of renting it. You can't resell it because that was a big thing for some people. They would use it, and when the next thing came out, they would sell it on like eBay.
Sure.
And make a couple $100 to put towards a new one. Well, you can't do that anymore.
That's my right. I bought it. I paid for it.
And that's the issue that everybody's having. Well, I was poking around online a couple weeks ago, I guess, and they've already cracked how to download and install all the cloud software.
Oh, wow.
So there is no surefire way of making sure that nobody steals your software. Somehow people are going to crack it. Somehow people are going to, you know, use it. And I think it's okay if you're learning the software.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's sometimes you just don't have options. There is no, like, personal learning edition or, you know, there's no light version. And if you're not a student, it's still going to cost you an arm and a leg. And I may not like the software, and I may not use it.
Right. So then, and it's sometimes just, that 30-day trial just isn't enough to actually get a feel for it.
Right.
I mean, especially if it's something that's got a really steep learning curve, like most of the Adobe products.
Right. Or like 3D character modeling or any of that kind of crap. So, you know, I'm all for, if you want to learn something, go ahead and download it. But if you're going to make money off of it, then figure out a way to pay for it.
Sure.
I mean, that's only fair, but.
That is fair.
It is.
Well, that's nice. So we already know that you've pirated software and that you illegally download videos.
I don't do any of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I don't.
Nothing at all. I don't judge. Who am I to judge? You know, like the Pope says, if a internet pirate steals and then finds God, who am I to judge?
Okay, because you've never downloaded anything off the internet.
I have not.
Yeah, okay.
I have never done that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be horrible.
Sure.
That would be horrible. I would never do that.
Well, neither have I.
Okay. Well, there you have
just
it.
Just the once, and I got in trouble for it, so I stopped
doing
it.
Uh-huh.
whatever.
Yeah. So you see Smurfs 2 bombed at the box office? Are you disappointed?
Did it?
Yep.
No, I don't really care about Smurfs 2.
No?
No, why would I care about Smurfs 2?
Because it's got Kate Perry as Smurfette.
Because I'm sure her career will be hurt by the fact that Smurfs 2 didn't do well.
I bet it would. That'd be sad.
You know, you think Neil Patrick Harris is sitting there going, well, damn, I was really hoping for a third Smurfs.
Right, right.
And, you know, this is something we were talking about on the movie show was it doesn't matter what it does in America anymore.
Right.
All the attention now is worldwide. If Smurfs kills in the international box office, they'll make a third one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about how Pacific Rim didn't really do anything here in America, but it was like the biggest opening China's ever seen. So Legendary Pictures greenlit Pacific Rim 2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never know what the hell's going to happen. All you can hope is that a big rock falls on the head of, what's his name? Happy Gilmore. What the fuck is his name? Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah. He needs to stop making movies.
Oh, if only it were that easy. Wonder if we could do a Kickstarter project.
To get him to retire?
Yeah. How much money would it take to have him retire? We'll put it up on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, so that he just like stops, you know, making movies, making bad movies.
He doesn't really need to make movies. I'm sure he could stop working and it wouldn't affect him.
No, but he's probably got a threshold. He's like, okay, if I become rich enough to buy the Empire State Building, then I'll retire.
Yeah, but it's all those people that actually like his movies that you have to do something about. Because they're the ones that'll be like, no, you can't retire, you have to come back.
Well, then those are the people we send people out to the doors. You know, the Mormons do it, why can't the rest of us? Hi, we'd like to tell you about Adam Sandler. He's really a horrible actor.
He's not really funny. You know, get him and Will Ferrell together and shoot him to the moon.
There you go.
You a Will Ferrell fan?
No, not at all.
Neither am I.
Well, I mean, he's all right. In you know, teeny tiny small doses.
Yeah, but you can't take him for, like, whole movies?
No.
Not a big Ron Burgundy fan?
Never saw it.
No, neither have I.
Never saw it. Nope. Not looking forward to the next one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand how some of those sequels get made. Although, it's funny because, like, people that I work with that have worked in news think that Anchorman is, like, the funniest thing they've ever seen.
Well, I'm sure they do.
But it's like, I don't understand. Like, he's not funny. He plays the same goddamn character in everything he does. Just like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. Fuckers.
Bastards. Must all be destroyed. That's all I'm saying. Just all be destroyed. That's what I'll do. I'll just like start my own little church and get, you know, people to go door to door on their bicycles wearing helmets and little white shirts and black ties and preach my gospel.
About shitty Hollywood movies?
Yes.
What's the name of this church?
I don't know yet. The Church of the Cinema.
There you go. Church of the Real.
Church of the Real. There you go. That'd be interesting. Ding dong. Hi, we'd like to talk to you about Adam Sandler movies.
There you go.
Hi, have you seen Paul Blart Mall Cop? No, well, you shouldn't.
Have you seen The Hot Chick or any of those horrible fucking Ron Schneider films?
Oh, he's a talent.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
He's a talent.
Deuce Bigelow.
Deuce Bigelow. One and two.
Yeah, another one that they made a fucking sequel to.
Hey, people paid money to see it. Mm. Some sucker went. Some chump was there.
Yeah,
all I'm saying.
I know.
All I'm saying. Some chump was there.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you.
What?
You've been out of school longer than I have. Did you go to your 20th high school year reunion?
Wait, it's 2013. High school reunion?
Yes. You either went or you didn't.
I think I went to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I went to the 10th.
You had no interest in going to 20?
No, because after the 10th, I realized they were all assholes and I really wanted nothing to do with any of them ever again.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because my 20th high school reunion was last week, and I didn't go because none of the people that I hung out with in high school were going.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I belong to the group on Facebook for the class, they put up pictures.
Uh-huh.
And I'm flipping through the pictures the other night, and I didn't recognize anybody.
Wow.
Like, I literally was like, who the fuck is that? What? She kind of looks familiar, but, like, she was wearing a name tag, and I'm reading the name tag, and I'm like, I don't even recognize a first name. And wow. I only knew, like, one person on there is because I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else looked way older than me and looked like there had been a lot of partying going on, like, back in their 20s.
Ah.
And they were all the asshole clique that I didn't hang out with.
Right.
And I'm wondering, like, are those the people that go to the class reunions?
Yes.
They're the ones that sit there and they're like, well, we were cool in high school, so let's all get together.
They're the townies. Seriously, they're the townies. They really haven't moved on from it. Some of them are still working in the same town they grew up in, maybe at the mall or something. I'm serious.
Oh, I know, I know.
I'd be true. I'd be speaking the truth.
It was just interesting because that's exactly what it was, is all the people that were in the yearbook that were voted most likely to succeed, or, you know, any of those other stupid things that they vote on,
mm-hmm.
are still living relatively close to the town. They're still, like, hanging out with the same people on a Friday night. They've gotten married to people within the same crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, people looked at me in high school and were like, he's never going to do anything with his life. He's going to get a job somewhere and he's just going to die alone. Or, you know, it wasn't anything. I wasn't part of the cool crowd. And yet all the people that I have hung out with, that I'm still friends with on Facebook, they're all away from that town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting when I look at those pictures and it's like, you guys were all the dicks in high school. You guys were all the ones that were mean to everybody else, and you're all still friggin' there. And nobody's matured. There's pictures of people, like, grabbing each other's asses and grinding against each other on the dance floor, and it's like, oh, stay classy.
Really? Well, yeah. There you have it.
Yeah, it's a fucking mess.
Yeah, I went to one college reunion, and that was a joke. And I went to one high school reunion. Well, I went to two high school reunions. I went to my 5-year because I was still living up there. And, yeah, it was kind of sad.
At 5 years, it's only like, hey, we've only been out of college for a year.
Yes. So- Exactly.
Okay.
And it wasn't a big expensive reunion. It was, you know, held at a bar or something.
Well, that was the other thing. Like, they kept saying, everybody's got to pre-register so that we get a lower a lower rate. Well, that rate was $96 a person.
Wow, that's great for crappy food and a cash bar.
If you pay at the door, it was $100. Oh, so you saved $4 a person.
Hmm.
And I was just like, I'm not spending that fucking money to go up there and sit with people that I know I'm not going to like.
Right.
So, I don't know. And there were things on there that were said, it wasn't a huge turnout. Some of the people that they were expecting to show up just didn't show up. So I'm wondering if like that's part of the group that I went to high school with was, well, none of these people are here.
Right.
It's like, well, you know, don't fucking charge an arm and a leg.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm sure you could do it for $50 a person. If you did it in the school gymnasium, you know, like Superman 3.
Well, come on. After 20 years, is that really what you want to do? Come on.
After 20 years, I have no desire to talk to any of them. I just couldn't get over how old some of them looked.
Oh. I'm sure they're saying the same thing about you.
They haven't seen me. They wouldn't know who I was if they fell over me.
Really? Why not?
Because I hung out with a very select group of people in high school, and everybody else I didn't really talk to.
See, my 30th is the end of September. It's at the VFW Hall, and it's $45 if I buy it before September 1st, and $40 after September 1st.
Wait a minute. It's $45 if you buy it.
No, it's $40 if I purchase it before September 1st.
And $45 after.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, you're old.
Yes, I am old. And there's a DJ and a cash bar.
Ooh.
But there's no ATM.
It's so nice that they put that right in there for you.
Yeah, well, it's good to know. You know, you come forewarned. Won't be going there. Of course, I do know one person who will not be there at all.
It's you.
Well, okay, that's two.
Okay.
No, that would be the professor from, where was she? In North Carolina, Alabama, Huntsville, who walked into the staff meeting and started shooting people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Went to school with her. Pretty impressive, huh? Bet you're jealous.
You know all the famous people.
I do. Yeah, she was very weird. She and her brother once told me they were from a different planet. I believed them.
Well, you know, when she starts shooting people, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Bizarre. Very bizarre.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the two of us won't be there. I'm going to support her, so that's why I won't be there.
That's so nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Did you see they just announced a new Doctor Who?
Yes.
You a Doctor Who fan?
No.
It was a very big deal. They actually did a live announcement on BBC America.
Yes, I had people posting, I'm at work, I don't have BBC, tell me who the new doctor is. You couldn't go to Google and search it?
Apparently not. The new doctor's name is Peter Capaldi.
Capaldi?
Yep. So it'll be like, who's your favorite doctor? Was it the Tennant era? Was it the Smith years? Or was it the Capaldi era?
Yeah, I don't think so. Just saying.
You don't think he'll last very long?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't care. Plain and simple.
People are making a big deal out of the fact that he was in World War Z.
Yes.
And he's credited as WHO Doctor because they go to the Health World Organization at one point.
Well, the World Health Organization, yeah.
What did I say? I say
Health World Organization.
Whatever.
World that'd Health. That'd be the hello.
He's in there as the WHO Doctor. So everybody was like, "Oh, that must have been a clue." It's like,
yes,
yeah, no.
Yes, they planned that far out.
But somebody thought it would be funny if they called one of the people Who Doctor. Probably as a nod to Doctor Who, but not like...
I don't even think so. I just think it was the World Health Organization doctor, and that's all there was to it. There was nothing else to it.
Hmm. A bit of an older guy. It's a departure from the last couple Doctor Whos.
Who were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
So it'll be interesting to see how he keeps up.
Hmm.
If it becomes more sit-down talking stuff.
more talky-talky, less action.
Yeah.
Well, we can only hypothesize at this point.
But he's been on, like, you know, he's done, it looks like the majority of it is all in England. But he was on, like, Torchwood, and he was on Waking the Dead. What else was he on? Sea of Souls? 40-something?
Hmm.
Yeah, this is all British stuff. Isn't that weird? Like, there's a whole culture out there that we don't really know about. Of, like, there's, like, famous, well-known British actors that nobody has any clue over here. Because we don't really have
access.
Well,
that just shows how amazing, you know, American actors are. Because I'm sure people over in Great Britain are, like, you know, thinking how great Rob Schneider is.
I doubt it.
I can't wait for the next Rob Schneider movie or the next Chris Kattan movie.
He kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, he's once in a while he's on The Middle.
Is he?
He works at the used car. Well, actually, I guess he won't be anymore because he worked at the used car lot where the mother worked and she got fired. So.
Oh. All because of him.
All because of him. Yes.
Stupid bastard. Anyway.
Son of a bitch.
So big day for sci-fi people.
Yes. Which is sad.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Doctor Who's a big deal in sci-fi.
You'd think they'd get a decent budget then.
They do have a decent budget.
A decent?
A decent.
Decent budget.
I'm breaking in a new tongue. Decent leave me budget. Alone, all right?
Suffering succotash. So anyway, I was saying, hey, Snagglepuss.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, that's good to know.
So all those sci-fi fans rejoice. You have a new doctor.
Great. Can we get back on with our lives?
Speaking of weird casting news.
Yes?
Did you see the announcement that the next Batman is going to be older?
Yes. I also saw the next announcement that the next Batman is not going to be Armie Hammer.
No.
Which I thought was great.
The one that they kept talking about, which would be interesting, is Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a gritty, realistic Batman.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
I just keep seeing him as his W.
What about... John Hamm.
I don't see John Hamm. I can't see John Hamm in anything but what he's doing now. I do not see him spreading his whatever it is he spreads.
The venereal
his
disease?
His talents any further.
No?
Yeah, I just don't see it.
What about like Gerard Butler?
His
name was being thrown around too.
Nope.
I don't want it to be Ryan Gosling.
Nope. Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Why not?
Because he's fucked
up enough.
He's
screwed up every other superhero movie.
Exactly. And if you believe him, he's going to be Green Lantern in Justice League, so he can't play both roles.
He can't?
No.
Why not?
Because.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What if he played all the roles? That would be funny. You CG his face on every actor in the movie, you just get a bunch of no-names, and it's all him.
He's not that strong an actor.
Especially as Wonder Woman. I think that would be genius. That would be amazing.
I think you should get on that. You should call his people.
I should call his people. I'll have my people call his people.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens.
Get Blake Lively's people on the phone as well.
Yes.
Just so that you know you can reach him.
Yes. What does she do now?
I don't know. She bangs Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. Well, he also did Alanis.
Did he?
He was married to Alanis Morissette.
Oh, never mind.
Who were you thinking? Sandra Bullock, weren't you?
No.
No?
No. No, he was married to Scarlett Johansson. He wasn't... I don't think he was ever married to Alanis Morissette.
Really?
They dated, but I don't think... Look it up. Look it up. People are waiting. People are screaming at their MP3 player right now. Survey says...
Personal life, relationships... Oh, they were engaged, but they never went through with it.
See?
Okay.
And then he married Scarlett Johansson, and then he stupidly got rid of her and married Blake Lively. Right here in Charleston, South Carolina.
Ooh-wee!
Ooh-wee. That was big news the day after that happened.
Oh, she's not that attractive.
Who?
Blake Lively.
No. Especially compared to, what's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Or Alanis. Rower. She's hot.
Yeah.
Just whatever. Kidding. Just kidding. Ha ha. Yeah, so I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see. You know what I would like to see them do? I would like to see them do one-offs in the Elseworlds vein of the DC characters. Have you ever read any of the Elseworlds comics where it's like Batman is a vampire in Victorian England?
Yeah, but I don't think that would work as far as...
Just as a single movie, just a one-off. That's it. No expectations. It's a one-off summer movie. Here you go.
But they don't do that anymore. They really don't.
They don't?
No.
Why not? That'd be fun.
I don't know.
Batman is a Cold War Russian. The Red Bat. Da.
I don't think that would work.
No?
Everybody's looking for franchises.
Well, this would be the Elseworlds franchise, and this way you're not tied into it. And if it does really well, then you can take that actor and put him in a different Elseworlds story.
And then Marvel starts doing Marvel Zombies?
Well, sure, why not? Let's beat a dead horse.
Well, yeah.
Or a dead whore, one or the other.
I see them doing a She-Hulk film before that where it's like the comic books where she's aware that she's in a comic book. You know, it'll be something stupid like that. Those will be the one-offs that they decide that they're going to do. Like Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I'm Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man's going to be the newest franchise.
It's a comedy, so I don't see... Unless it's good, I mean, and it's got Edgar Wright on its side, so, you know, his stuff is funny, but his stuff is funny in a British way that a lot of Americans don't understand. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got somebody who's, like, guiding him.
Mm-hmm.
He must. You know, he's calling up Joss Whedon going, hey, you find this funny?
How did you do it? Here, let me run this by you. And then there's a giant shoe. And a big can of Raid.
Yeah. And then there's zombies.
And then there's zombies. And Bruce Willis. No.
Simon Pegg.
Brad Pitt. What? Whatever. What?
Simon Pegg. Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
That was the Edgar Wright... The Edgar Wright zombie movie.
Yes.
They're throwing records at the undead. It's awesome. Yes. Just run around with a cricket bat.
Yes, that'd be amazing. That'd be amazing. Well, it's set to come out in November of 2015, so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Maybe they'll do Ant-Man, and then they'll do the Wasp, and then they'll do the Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Well, then they need to do, like, Blue Beetle.
Ooh, Blue Beetle. But Blue Beetle wasn't little.
No. You do Blue Beetle, Ant-Man, Spider-Man. What's another insect superhero?
Mosquito Man.
I don't think there
TT
was a
Fly Man.
TT Fly Man, Fruit Fly
TT
Man.
Fly. Fruit Fly Man. Yes, all of those. Very popular with the kids today. Very
Fruit
popular.
Fly Lad.
A Fruit Fly
He
Lad.
ran around in really short shorts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of bizarre. Kind of bizarre. But it's if it does well, it could be the next Iron Man. I mean, because Iron Man wasn't that hot a property at the time
No.
it became the first blockbuster for Marvel.
No, but it had the right ingredients.
A former drug addicted child star?
Well, okay, whatever. Oh, here's an interesting thing that just popped up on Huffington Post.
What's that?
Did you know Raven Simone is a lesbian?
Yes.
Oh, well, fuck you then. I thought I was breaking some news here.
Nope.
She came out on Twitter.
Yes, she did. She said, "Finally, we can get married."
Yeah. Interesting. Rug muncher. Well, good for her.
You think she and Lisa Bonet got it on when she was on the Cosby Show?
Ew, that's gross. She was like four.
Blah,
Blah.
here, show me on your Polly Pocket where she tongued you. No?
No.
Okay.
There's a on this Huffington Post page, there's a photo carousel of celebrities who have come out. Who do you think number one is of their 54?
Anderson Cooper.
No. Bigger than Anderson Cooper.
Ricky Martin.
No.
Hugh Jackman.
No. Jodie Foster.
But she hasn't really come out.
She's their number one. I don't.
She's the number one dyke. She's queen of the dykes.
It says it in a quote from her. It says, "I already did my coming out about 1,000 years ago, back in the Stone Age," she said in a speech. In those very quaint days, when a fragile young girl would open up to trusted friends and family, co-workers, and then gradually, proudly, to everybody who knew her. So apparently, then you
All right
have
then.
Gillian Anderson.
Gillian Anderson.
Well,
okay.
she's bisexual. She's
Oh.
revealed she has had numerous relationships with women in a 2012 interview with Out magazine. Anderson Cooper. Let's see.
You know,
So, okay,
I
wait a
love
minute.
the Huffington Post because they always have such important, hard-hitting news.
I know.
Such as the headline, Selena Gomez did not wear short shorts to the Young Hollywood Awards. Because I was worried that she had.
I bet you have. All right. See, number four is Lana Wachowski, who
Who?
used to be Larry Wachowski.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really gay or lesbian. Well, it
Well, is
technically
he now
turns
a.
him into a lesbian, but that's not really considered a lesbian, is it? I mean, if you're a guy, if you're a guy that decides to become a woman, but you're still attracted to women, you're not technically a lesbian because you're not technically really a woman. Right? Or am I just way off on that?
It depends on who you identify genders with.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a female trapped in a male's body who's attracted to other females? Then yes, you're a lesbian.
Oh, okay. I would have taken that a different way, but okay. Zachary Quinto.
Yep.
Meredith Baxter.
Yes.
Let's see. Frank Ocean.
Who's that?
No mainstream black hip hop artist had ever come
Oh,
out until
yeah.
Frank Ocean did in July of 2012.
Well, thank God. You know, he's a hero now.
Wanda Sykes?
Wanda Sykes. Big old Ike.
Matt Bomer? Bomer?
Yeah, from Magic Mike.
He was also in a White Collar.
Oh.
Yes.
Exciting.
Anne Burrell? Secrets of a Restaurant Chef?
Oh, well, she can be a dyke. She's... She's the big one with the white spiky hair. She's the female Guy Fieri.
Oh, okay. Then you got
subscriber.
Adam Lambert?
Adam, yeah. Big ol' Mo.
Jim Parsons?
Yep.
Laura Jane Grace?
Who?
Punk band Against Me's lead singer?
Okay.
All right. Sure. Cynthia Nixon?
Yep.
Sam Champion?
Yep.
ABC's Good Morning America weatherman?
He's the weatherman.
Kelly McGillis?
He's the white Al Roker.
Chris Colfer from Glee?
Yep.
Didn't he play the gay kid, though?
Yes.
I mean, it's not much of a stretch. I mean...
It's not, no. But the other gay kid is straight.
Is that like on Modern Family, where... One guy from the married couple is straight, one guy's gay in real life?
Yes.
Ezra Miller? Star of Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Oh, okay.
Sarah Gilbert, which everybody knew.
Yep.
Chaz Bono?
See, and that... No, because he's... He, she, it... The man with the vagina is with a woman.
So that'd make... Well.
But he's identifies himself as a male. He just doesn't have a wee-wee.
So then he's not gay?
No.
Okay. See, that's fascinating. Okay.
But he doesn't have a wiener either. It's like the pregnant man.
So, wait a minute. So he still has a vagina?
Well, yeah, because penises are expensive. And they haven't really made one that can work yet.
So if they're both licking the same part, then wouldn't that be a lesbian?
No, because the female probably doesn't do much more than lie there.
Oh, okay.
And there are toys and things they can use. Without getting into too much detail.
Okay.
But it's very difficult to make a penis out of a vagina.
I could imagine.
Because there's not a lot to work with.
Right.
You know, they can make little bitty ones.
Comedian Todd Glass is gay.
Okay.
Rosie Perreri?
I have no idea.
Somebody on Real Housewives, I guess.
Oh.
Jonathan Knight?
Yes, from the New Kids on the Block.
Sean Marr from Serenity.
Yes.
Ricky Martin.
Yes.
Sean Hayes.
Yes.
Lady Sovereign. Who the fuck is that? Oh, British rapper.
Hmm.
T.R. Knight.
Yes, from ER.
Okay. Christy McNichol. Come on, who didn't know that?
Captain Aubrey.
Did you just... Hear that?
What? Hear what?
Was that you?
Was what me?
I don't know. I just heard audio come through.
Oh, God. Voice. The government tapped our line again. Oh, lordy. We're in trouble.
All right. Let's see who rounds us out. Micah? Flamboyant singer-songwriter? Sure.
Oh, Mika.
Mika. Okay. Lance Bass. Duh.
Duh.
Denise Ho.
How appropriate.
Amber Heard.
Who's that? The name sounds familiar.
She's in Pineapple Express and Zombieland.
Okay. You know who's gay?
Who?
RuPaul.
Yes. Elton John.
Yes.
So he's the last one on their list. That's a little weird. Wow, so add Raven Simone to that.
Ooh, Nicki Minaj is bi. thought I'd throw that on there.
Wow, this went to a really weird place this week.
Didn't it?
It did. Oh, more racism in the Big Brother house.
Oh, who cares? I tried watching Big Brother this week, and yeah. Oh my God, is that a waste of time.
Aren't they the most annoying group of fucking
people? Wow, did you know that Johnny
people?
Mathis is gay?
Johnny Mathis?
Yes.
The singer?
Yes.
No.
It says he's a pioneer of homosexuality.
Nice. He was the first.
He was the first, and he staked his claim. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot follow Big Brother. I do not understand it. It's a bunch of shitty people out to screw each other over.
Yes, that is the name of the game.
But that's the name of every game.
But this is all done without any outside contact from anybody. They're locked in that house, and there is no access to television, no access to news. You know, the last time that they had this problem in the beginning of the season with the racism, the girl who was accused of being a racist was fired from her job.
And she doesn't know it yet.
She doesn't know it.
That'll be fun.
That's fucked up. I mean,
I think that's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah.
Well.
So apparently now there's another person in there that's making pot shots at the Asian American and the African American people that are still in the house.
Is that the railroad conductor?
No. This is one of the women.
Oh.
And apparently she said about African American housemate Candace Stewart, she took it off of your fucking head and put it on her greasy, nappy haired head.
Oh, so I guess she's the new head of household or whatever they call it?
No, she's actually up on the block.
Oh.
To be evicted.
You mean she hasn't been evicted yet?
No.
Oh.
This is a different person from the original racist.
Right. No, I knew that.
This is one that actually stood up for everybody when the racist things were going on. So that's kind of interesting. And then she called the other black guy the Black Mamba and the Dark Knight. That's not really...
That's not racist.
No. And now they're... Oh, see, now this is where it crosses the line. They're pissed at her because she uses the term retarded a lot. Come on.
Well,
seriously?
It's...
Everybody uses retarded. Nobody means it as you're somebody with chromosomal problems. It's just a fucking word.
You're chromosomally challenged.
Yes. That kind of shit just, I don't know.
Well,
you can't call somebody nappy headed, whatever. Right. But you can say the word retarded. The word retarded in and of itself is not a bad word.
Well, it's how you,
it's the context.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as using like gay or queer to mean something that's, you know, unusual.
Yeah, but that's how the word started. The word queer was not always a term towards gay people.
It was a name. It was towards retarded people. Right?
No.
Oh. Why not?
It just meant different. Something was different.
Different.
Yeah.
Unusual. Not quite right.
The term, okay. the one that everybody dances around, the big bad N-word.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
If you look at the meaning of that word, it means ignorant. So everybody, every color, every race on this planet could be called the N-word. Because there are a shitload of ignorant people. But because it was said to a certain group of people at a certain time when they were slaves, it's a bad word. Unless you're black and you call it somebody else. Then it's okay. Or you put an A on the end of it.
Now,
what?
Where did you find this piece of, this tidbit of information?
On who? What? Which?
On the N-word?
I've read that somewhere.
Because it basically means black, like Negro. It's a bastardization of the word.
I thought the word niggardly meant
niggardly means exceedingly cheap.
I thought. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so that could still apply to a bunch of people.
That they're black.
Doesn't have to be black people.
Or that they're cheap.
That they're cheap.
Yeah. See, that's a totally different word. It has nothing to do with the N word.
Okay. Well, then I take all that back.
See, and okay. Now you've been edumacated.
I'll cut all that shit out so I don't sound stupid. fuck it. I'll leave it in. It's too much trouble to cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Okay, but the word retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't a bad word in and of itself. All right, now you're going to look that up and make me look stupid?
No, I'm just going to look it up. I'm just going to look at it. I won't make you look stupid. You have no problem doing that all by yourself. I am such a bastard.
It's all right. That's why we love you. So, what's it say?
It equates intellectual disability with being dumb or stupid. So you're saying that somebody who is chromosomally challenged is dumb or stupid. And that's why they take offense. It makes people feel bad. And we don't want people to feel bad, Chris.
But if you're looking at, you can't get something to work on your iPhone. You're just like, this thing's retarded. You're not saying this thing is a stupid person. You're just saying this thing won't do what I want it to do. You're not trying to insult anybody. You're not trying to say, oh, well, this is the same as a Down syndrome kid. No, that's not the same thing. You know, it's a phone that won't work. It's not Corky from Life Goes On. What? What are you laughing at?
What sits in the corner getting smaller and smaller?
What?
A retard with a cheese grater.
Oh, I did not mean for this to go here. All right, I think we better end the show before this gets out of hand.
You sure?
Yes. Yeah. You can tell them to me off the air. So, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us a email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Go to the website, Dance Monkey Podcast. Listen to all 115 other episodes.
Oh my God, we're prolific.
We are. Not really. We just talk about the same shit over and over. But whatever.
No, we don't.
Sometimes. You can always listen to us on Stitcher or Burberry or any of the other streaming apps. Rate us on iTunes. Leave a comment if you want. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Goodbye.
That's it? You said that 3 weeks in a row. Say something else.
Say something else?
Yeah.
I was minding my own business when somebody called me a retard. I almost choked on my shoelace. How's that?